In the dark world of court intrigue, few novels have captured the essence of ambition and manipulation quite like The Shadows Between Us. This wickedly delicious tale has been dubbed the Slytherin romance by readers worldwide, earning it a devoted following among fantasy romance enthusiasts. Trisha Levenseller's standalone novel took Book Talk by storm in 2020, with countless viral videos praising its morally gray protagonist and the sizzling tension between a ruthless young woman and a literally untouchable king. What makes this story particularly compelling is its unapologetic embrace of a protagonist who isn't trying to save the world, she's trying to rule it by any means necessary. In a genre often populated by reluctant heroes, Alessandra Stathos stands apart as someone who knows exactly what she wants and isn't afraid to kill for it. Alessandra Stathos is not your typical romantic heroine. When we first meet her, she casually reveals that she murdered her first lover, Hector, after he broke her heart, a revelation delivered with such matter-of-fact composure that it immediately establishes her ruthless nature. Since then, she's developed a sophisticated pattern of collecting lovers and their expensive gifts, carefully documenting their secrets in her private journal, and manipulating them with precision before discarding them when they no longer serve her purpose. Her father's announcement that her sister Chrysantha is finally engaged to a duke means Alessandra can now marry as well. Second daughters must wait their turn in this society, a rule she's chafed against but used to her advantage, perfecting her schemes during the waiting period. While her father plans to match her with an earl's son, a match that would satisfy most noble daughters, Alessandra unveils her true ambition, to seduce and marry the Shadow King, then kill him and take his kingdom for herself. Her plan is methodical and coldly calculated, years in the making. She's assembled an impressive collection of gifts and favors, building a network of connections and gathering intelligence about the court. She's studied the Shadow King's habits, his preferences, and the political landscape of his kingdom, preparing for this ultimate game after growing bored with her current manipulations of lesser men. There's something refreshing about her honesty, at least with herself. She doesn't hide behind pretenses of love or justice. She wants power, pure and simple, and she's willing to do whatever it takes to get it, including murder, manipulation, and marriage. What makes Alessandra compelling despite her ruthlessness is her remarkable intelligence and creative genius. She's not just ambitious, but genuinely clever, with a particular talent for fashion design that sets her apart in a world where women are expected to blend into the background. Her designs incorporate elements from different cultures and challenge traditional norms, creating striking ensembles that serve as both art and armor. When she arrives at the Shadow King's Black Palace, she makes a calculated entrance wearing a revolutionary outfit, combining Pagan and Naxosian styles, flowing pants beneath a dramatically parted overskirt designed to stand out among the sea of green-clad ladies seeking the king's attention. Her fashion choices aren't merely aesthetic statements. They're strategic weapons in her arsenal, carefully calculated to capture attention and challenge conventions. Each piece she designs serves multiple purposes: to showcase her creativity, demonstrate her wealth and influence, and subtly defy the restrictive norms that she plans to eventually overthrow. Her understanding of power extends beyond mere physical or political control. She recognizes that true influence comes from controlling narratives and perceptions, skills she's honed through years of manipulating her previous suitors. Even her reputation as a heartbreaker is carefully cultivated, ensuring that while men might desire her, they also fear her enough to keep their distance until she chooses to approach them. Callias Maharis, the Shadow King, is equally fascinating. A young ruler surrounded by literal shadows that he can manipulate at will. These shadows aren't just for show, they're part of an ancient power that allows him to become intangible, passing through solid objects and rendering weapons useless against him. This ability comes with a terrible price. Skin-to-skin contact with another person would permanently bind him to corporality in their presence, making him vulnerable to assassination. This curse has shaped Callias into a deeply isolated figure. After his parents' murder, he pushed away his childhood friends and now keeps everyone at a distance, both physically and emotionally. He trusts no one, suspecting that the murderer might still be at court. To protect himself, he's gathered everyone who was present the night his parents were killed, keeping them close as he searches for the culprit. When Alessandra boldly approaches him at a ball, meeting his gaze directly and speaking candidly while others cower, she immediately captures his interest. Their improvised dance, careful to maintain the required distance, becomes a metaphor for their entire relationship, intense, passionate, yet separated by the shadows between them. The tension between them is palpable, a dance of attraction and restraint that neither can fully control. What makes Callias compelling is that beneath his cold exterior lies a man desperate for connection. His proposal to Alessandra, that they pretend to court while he builds his empire and hunts for traitors, reveals both his pragmatism and his loneliness. When he tells her she's not so beautiful as to tempt him, it's less an insult than a defense mechanism, a way to maintain the emotional distance he believes he needs to survive. The Shadow King's court is a treacherous labyrinth of political intrigue, where every smile masks ulterior motives and whispered conversations carry deadly weight. Lord Vasco, the shrewd and calculating head of the King's Council, immediately marks himself as a potential adversary when he questions Alessandra's unexpected arrival. His seemingly benign suggestions that she should cultivate female friendships and adopt more traditional court fashion carry veiled warnings about the consequences of defying convention. Yet, Alessandra, true to her rebellious nature, deliberately flouts his advice by approaching two women sitting by the palace creek, Hestia Lazos and Rhoda Nicolaides. These women prove to be more than mere social allies. Hestia, the daughter of a prominent merchant family, becomes an unexpected trendsetter after being impressed by Alessandra's bold fashion choices. She begins incorporating pants under her overskirt, sparking a quiet revolution in court fashion that reflects the changing dynamics of power. Rhoda Nicolaides, a wealthy 24-year-old widow bound by strict mourning protocols, offers Alessandra insight into the court's hidden workings. Forced to wear only black and observe social events from the periphery, Rhoda's position as a seemingly powerless observer makes her an invaluable source of court gossip and political intelligence. Through these friendships, Alessandra discovers the unfamiliar territory of genuine emotional connection, though she constantly questions whether she can truly trust anyone in this den of lipers. The court teems with other fascinating and potentially dangerous figures. Leandros Vasco, who presents himself as Lord Vasco's nephew, carries the weight of a mysterious falling out with the king, suggesting deeper political fractures within the court. His past friendship with the Shadow King makes him both a valuable potential ally and a dangerous rival. Orin, Lord Iliades, masks his disdain for Alessandra behind a facade of charitable works and false courtesy, while constantly drawing unfavorable comparisons to her more conventional sister. The enigmatic Lady Zervas, whose failed courtship with the late king left her with both influence and bitter resentment, watches Alessandra's rise with calculating eyes, perhaps seeing in her a reflection of her own thwarted ambitions. The intricate dynamics of court life force Alessandra to evolve beyond her usual tactics of manipulation and disposal. She must learn to build lasting alliances while maintaining her guard, navigate complex social hierarchies that shift like quicksand, and protect herself from those who might uncover the dark secrets of her past. The court becomes not just a backdrop for her ambitions, but a crucible that tests her ability to balance ruthless determination with political finesse. Every move she makes must be carefully calculated, as one wrong step could not only destroy her plans for power, but potentially cost her life. This dangerous game forces her to question whether true connection and ruthless ambition can coexist, or if one must ultimately be sacrificed for the other. As Alessandra and Callias begin their fake courtship, they establish a ritual of private dinners in the library rather than formal parlors. These intimate settings allow them to reveal themselves to each other in ways they don't with others. When they both immediately reach for chocolate cake before the main course, Callias observes their similarity in taking what they want without hesitation. He reveals his ambition to rule the entire world, while she admits she craves acknowledgement after being overlooked as a second daughter. Their relationship deepens through a series of increasingly dangerous shared experiences. When they're attacked by a masked bandit during a private picnic, Callias shows his ruthless side by executing the guards who fail to protect them because they were distracted by Alessandra's nakedness. Rather than being horrified, she understands the tough decisions kings must make, showing their growing compatibility. The physical tension between them builds exquisitely. During a swimming excursion at a secluded lake, they maintain their no-touch rule while undressing with their backs to each other. In the murky water, they share surprisingly intimate conversations about their past lovers and personal histories. This scene brilliantly captures the essence of their relationship: intense emotional and physical attraction held at bay by the necessity of distance. What makes their courtship so compelling is how it transforms from a calculated arrangement into something neither of them expected. Alessandra, who planned to seduce and kill Callias, finds herself genuinely drawn to his intelligence, ambition, and vulnerability. Callias, who chose Alessandra because he thought she wouldn't tempt him to break his no-touch rule, discovers she challenges and understands him in ways no one else does. As Alessandra's influence at court grows, so do the threats from her past. A letter arrives from Baron Faustus Galanis, Hector's father, requesting she visit his estate to discuss his son's 3-year disappearance. This investigation threatens to unravel everything she's built at court. Through flashbacks, we learn the full story of how Alessandra killed Hector and disposed of his body. After placing his corpse in a trunk, she drove deep into the Undatia forest under the pretense of a picnic. Digging his grave proved arduous, and she made a critical error. The hole was too deep for her to escape. Panicking in the rain-filled pit, she finally used her boot heels to climb out. When she pushed the trunk into the grave, it cracked open, and Hector's dead eyes stared at her as she buried him. This glimpse into Alessandra's past adds complexity to her character. Yes, she's capable of murder, but we understand the pain and betrayal that drove her to it. Her vow never to fall in love again after Hector's rejection explains her calculated approach to relationships and her determination to achieve power on her own terms. Meanwhile, Callias is haunted by his own past, the murder of his parents, which he believes was orchestrated by someone still at court. His shadow ability originated from his ancestor Bachnamon, who, desperate to maintain his throne, prayed to devils after the gods ignored him. The Devil of Pain granted him shadow powers and immortality with the condition that skin contact would make him vulnerable. This curse led to his father's assassination after 300 years of life, once he married Callias's mother and became mortal around her. These shadows of the past create a constant tension throughout the story. Will Alessandra's murder of Hector be discovered? Will Callias find his parents' killer before they strike again? And can two people with such dark histories ever truly trust each other? Alessandra arrives at court armed with a singular ambition, but she soon discovers that survival in the royal sphere requires juggling multiple schemes simultaneously. The political landscape proves far more complex than she anticipated, forcing her to adapt and expand her machinations beyond her initial plans for the Shadow King. When her former lover Myron appears at court and attempts to blackmail her with threats of revealing their past relationship, Alessandra demonstrates her tactical prowess. Rather than panic, she counters with carefully gathered intelligence about how he gambled away his father's prized ancestral sword, a family heirloom dating back 5 generations. Later, when his father's death threatens to nullify this leverage, she displays her economic acumen by methodically purchasing all of Myron's outstanding debts from various merchants and moneylenders across the city. This masterful move effectively transforms her blackmailer into her puppet, forcing him to retreat from court entirely. Her manipulation of the Ruben-Melita engagement showcases her talent for solving multiple problems with a single scheme. Recognizing that both parties were trapped in an unwanted arrangement, she crafts an intricate plan involving forged love letters and carefully orchestrated chance encounters. The love letter she forges captures Oren's voice perfectly, down to his distinctive flourishes and particular turns of phrase. She then arranges for Ruben's father to discover Oren and Melita in the palace gardens at twilight, positioned just so to appear scandalous while remaining technically proper. The resulting scandal not only frees Ruben from his unwanted betrothal, but also diminishes Oren's standing at court, a calculated bonus that serves her larger ambitions. The unmasking of the notorious Noble's Bane, the masked bandit terrorizing the aristocracy, proves to be her most sophisticated operation. Working in concert with Callias in his shadow form, she orchestrates a thorough search of Oren's quarters, timing it perfectly during a major court function. Hidden in a locked chest beneath a false bottom, they discover not only the distinctive mask, but also detailed maps of noble estates and lists of their valuables. This evidence leads to Oren's immediate arrest, simultaneously eliminating a rival and strengthening her position with both Callias and his advisory council, who had been desperate to catch the mysterious thief. What makes these interwoven plots particularly compelling is watching Alessandra's strategic mind at work. She approaches each challenge like a game of chess, thinking several moves ahead while remaining flexible enough to adapt when circumstances change. Her schemes reveal not just cunning, but an impressive understanding of human nature and court politics. As she accumulates these victories, however, she finds herself increasingly conflicted about her ultimate goal. Each success brings her closer to her planned revenge, yet also deepens her genuine connection to Callias, creating an emotional complexity she never anticipated when first plotting his demise. The unmasking of the notorious Noble's Bane, the masked bandit terrorizing the aristocracy, proves to be her most sophisticated operation. Working in concert with Callias in his shadow form, she orchestrates a thorough search of Oren's quarters, timing it perfectly during a major court function. Hidden in a locked chest beneath a false bottom, they discover not only the distinctive mask, but also detailed maps of noble estates and lists of their valuables. This evidence leads to Oren's immediate arrest, simultaneously eliminating a rival and strengthening her position with both Callias and his advisory council, who had been desperate to catch the mysterious thief. What makes these interwoven plots particularly compelling is watching Alessandra's strategic mind at work. She approaches each challenge like a game of chess, thinking several moves ahead while remaining flexible enough to adapt when circumstances change. Her schemes reveal not just cunning, but an impressive understanding of human nature and court politics. As she accumulates these victories, however, she finds herself increasingly conflicted about her ultimate goal. Each success brings her closer to her planned revenge, yet also deepens her genuine connection to Callias, creating an emotional complexity she never anticipated when first plotting his demise. As the story progresses, both Alessandra and Callias undergo profound transformations. Alessandra, who began with a clear three-step plan, woo the king, marry him, kill him, finds herself abandoning the final step as she develops genuine feelings for Callias. Her ambition for power remains, but she begins to envision ruling alongside him rather than in his place. This transformation is reflected in her changing relationship with the vial of poison she keeps hidden in her wardrobe. Initially intended for Callias, she eventually resolves that only she will decide when he dies, a subtle but significant shift that acknowledges her growing attachment to him. Callias undergoes an equally profound change. After years of isolation, he begins to open up to Alessandra, sharing his fears about assassination and his frustration at finding no answers about his parents' murder. When he commissions a new table with two chairs at the head, a public statement about Alessandra's position beside him, it signals his readiness to share not just his bed, but his power. Their relationship reaches a turning point when Callias proposes, explaining that they work well together. She's brilliant, makes him happy, and would be his equal as queen. He offers her power, independence, and partnership in ruling the kingdom. Though he initially suggests the marriage would be in name only, with separate quarters, his feelings continue to evolve. The climax of their transformation comes after Callias survives an assassination attempt at Alessandra's garden-themed ball. He makes a life-changing declaration. He's done living in isolation. He kisses her, breaking his no-touch rule, explaining he wants a real life with her, regardless of the mortality it brings. This moment represents the ultimate sacrifice. He's willing to give up his immortality and invulnerability for the chance to truly live and love. Just when it seems Alessandra and Callias have overcome all obstacles, the discovery of the vial of poison in her wardrobe threatens to destroy everything. When confronted, Alessandra confesses her original plan, but insists she abandoned it weeks ago because she fell in love with him. Callias, hurt and betrayed, banishes her from the castle, threatening to kill her if she ever returns. This separation forces both characters to confront what they truly want. Alessandra, devastated and directionless, realizes she no longer has any taste for schemes or other men. Callias, still reeling from the betrayal, must decide whether he can ever trust again. The final twist reveals that Leandros, the charming friend who's been flirting with Alessandra throughout the story, is actually Xanthos, Callias' supposedly dead brother, in disguise. With his dyed hair and broken nose, he's been plotting revenge against Callias with Lord Vasco's help. This revelation explains the assassination attempts and the murder of their parents. Xanthos killed them both, his mother because she was beginning to suspect his identity. In the climactic confrontation, Alessandra places herself between the brothers as a human shield, willing to die to protect Callias despite his banishment of her. This selfless act, followed by her killing Xanthos when he attacks again, proves the depth of her transformation. The girl who began the story by murdering her lover now risks her life to save the man she loves. The story concludes with Callias seeking out Alessandra, falling to his knees and taking her hands. He reads her a letter declaring his love, explaining how she made him feel human again after his isolation, how her eyes showed a mind that loves to tease and a heart ready to love. When she asks why he took so long to come, he admits he wanted his bruises to heal first. Her response, that his face doesn't matter because in him she found her equal, brings their journey full circle. They began as two ambitious, isolated individuals using each other for their own ends. They end as true partners, having found in each other not just love, but equality. The Shadows Between Us delivers a masterful exploration of ambition, power, and unexpected love. What begins as a deadly game of seduction and betrayal transforms into a genuine partnership between two complex, flawed individuals who find in each other what they never knew they needed. The story weaves together elements of court intrigue, dark romance, and political maneuvering with remarkable sophistication, creating a narrative that subverts traditional fantasy romance tropes. Alessandra's journey from calculating murderer to devoted partner never feels forced or unrealistic. She remains sharp-witted, ambitious, and unapologetic throughout. Her capacity for love doesn't diminish her strength, but enhances it. Her character development is particularly noteworthy in how she maintains her ruthless pragmatism while discovering the value of genuine connection. From her carefully planned seduction strategies to her quick-thinking solutions in moments of crisis, Alessandra proves herself to be more than just a schemer. She becomes a force of nature who learns that true power can come from alliance rather than conquest. By the story's end, she has become not the usurper she planned to be, but something far more interesting, a true shadow queen, standing as an equal beside her king. Callias similarly retains his core identity while growing beyond the limitations of his isolation. His willingness to become vulnerable, both physically through touch and emotionally through trust, doesn't weaken him, but allows him to become the ruler and partner he was meant to be. The gradual dissolution of his shadows, both literal and metaphorical, parallels his emotional journey from isolation to connection. His struggle with trust and physical contact creates a compelling arc that shows how even the most guarded hearts can learn to open without losing their essential nature. Together, they create something neither could achieve alone, a partnership based on mutual respect, shared ambition, and genuine love. In a genre often defined by power imbalances, their relationship stands out as refreshingly equal. They are not savior and saved, nor predator and prey, but two ambitious people who recognize in each other a kindred spirit, worthy of trust and devotion. Their dynamic challenges conventional romance narratives by showing how two morally great characters can find redemption without losing their edge. The political intrigue that surrounds their relationship adds layers of complexity to their bond. As they navigate court politics, assassination attempts, and rival claimants to power, their partnership is tested and strengthened. Each challenge they face together demonstrates how their individual strengths complement each other, creating a formidable ruling pair that's stronger together than apart. In the end, the shadows between them, both literal and metaphorical, don't separate them, but bind them together, creating a darkness they both understand and embrace. It's a fitting conclusion for two characters who never sought to be heroes, but found in each other something worth fighting for, not just a kingdom to rule, but a person to rule it with. Their story proves that sometimes the most powerful partnerships are forged not in light, but in shadow, where two kindred spirits can recognize and embrace each other's darkest parts while building something greater than themselves.